Tonight's Open Access Report takes us to Canterbury. It's been created by Holly Simmons and Nicola Lashley.
This week, Canterbury is playing host to the UK International Radio Drama Festival, showcasing various short and full-length radio dramas from all over the world.
As students from Canterbury Christchurch University, we're invited to come and see what the festival is all about.
My name is Jonathan Keeble, and I'm the chairman of the jury for the UK International Radio Drama Festival this year.
So I'm Jonathan Bannett-Vala, and I am the artistic director both of International Arts, who run the festival, and of the festival itself.
I'm Lenka Veverkova, and I'm a dramaturg or editor in the Czech Radio, Czech Republic.
My name is Jose Fernandez. I'm the coordinator of the radio school TIFM in Zaragoza, Spain.
I'm Melanie Nock, and I'm the executive director of International Arts Partnership, who are the producers of the UK International Radio Drama Festival.
My name is Richard Shannon, and I'm co-convener of the MA in Radio at Goldsmiths University of London.
Hello, my name is Nicholas McInerney, and I suppose I'm one of the organisers of the festival.
Die Maschine. Ich habe das dann auf die Arbeitsplatte gestellt. Und ich weiß noch, wie überrascht ich war, dass es so schwer war für seine Größe.
This is our fifth festival. We are the only outward-looking radio drama festival, by which I mean that there are other drama festivals in Europe, and there are also drama awards in the UK, but there's no drama festival that invites entries from around the world. This is the only one, and that's what makes it special.
Pour le moment, il faut, comme vous l'avez dit, se mettre en conditionnel. Donc ce que l'on fait, c'est que des coups de feu ont été entendus à trois endroits différents, du 10e et du 11e arrondissement de Paris.
Basically, at this festival, we are given a series of options, like a menu. And, of course, you know, steak can be as delicious as fish and chips. But it's inviting us to listen to radio drama, which is created out of a different culture with a different emphasis, and to reflect, for me, about the way I write my own radio drama.
The festival has run for 5 years, so it's developed certainly over 5 years, and the most obvious thing to say is that we have far more entries than we ever used to, and they come flowing in far more than we can fit in the week.
What most excites me about it is having people from all over the world come together and talk about it. That's the bit I really enjoy, hearing their very different perspectives on what makes a good radio drama.
Absolutely. The excitement of listening to what's been done globally is really brilliant, not least because I think in the bubble of the UK you can actually think that you're the only place doing audio drama, and that's so not true. Personally, I have an interest in Iran. It's part of my research work, and so I'm very keen to hear the play that comes from Iran. But performance style is also really interesting. I'm familiar with German work, Hörspiel. I've been to a German audio drama festival, so I'm aware of how the Germans tackle it. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing new stuff.
So I enjoy radio plays which stimulate imagination, and you can create your own story by sound in your brain.
Toto je portrét dokonalý tis, dokonalého gentleman. Je to Louis Maran, profesor na Collège de Sciences Sociales. Pozdější generální zpravodaj rozpočtový a poslanec.
Ale zde stojí jiné jméno.
Ovšem.
Unlike other radio drama events, we have a major public-facing role, and we spend time during the year encouraging people to write radio drama, listen to radio drama in different ways, create radio drama, etc.
I think we particularly like a festival when delegates, people come from around the world because they're passionate about their subject, and it's lovely to talk to people who are also passionate.
Today is the first day. We have a lot of radio dramas to be listened to the next days, but the four or five we have listened to now, till now, are very, very good, and I think the level is very, very high.
Ale co jsem udělal já, jsou právě ve věku, kdy nevím, vás potřebuji.
Snad jen ten náš byt jsem zařídil. A i když je to byt krásný, tak to je, co jsem udělal všechno.
European style is very different. It tends to be much more about soundscape, perhaps more immersive if you like, certainly with a less strong narrative drive. So the distinguishing characteristic traditionally of UK radio drama has been that it's got a very clear plot and very clear characters, and a story is told. The European ones are very interesting in their own way, but they tend to have less clear storytelling within them.
We have people from a huge range of countries, and I would draw attention to the fact that we've got a lot of United States entries this year. For the first time, there isn't a big movement of audio drama now in the States, and we've pushed that quite hard, and it's lovely to see those coming through. But equally important, I also mentioned we have a radio drama from Iran, and getting radio dramas from countries where you would not normally expect them, where communication is not always the easiest, is a great pleasure too.
تو سرگیجه داری، همه چیز به هم خورده، همه چیز تو همه، تو سرگیجه داری، تو داغونی.
خو
مگریم یاسنم
خو
مرا کنده روگونه چونده
روگونه کارگاز پولگا
مک
مطاره بلی Валарис. Тут олиста кутика котхи. Чапо дугдичи. Икина на автобуси тенгуранде. Мере пехит через мост. Мере автобуси даучам чира.
Ик автобуси дадис.
I always look forward to hearing what they produce from places like Romania and Serbia. This year we've got a piece from Iran, and we're particularly interested in that. We're interested in it from a number of perspectives, because it's unusual for us to have radio drama from that part of the world, but also because of the sound of the language is so very different. And the way that they tell it is very different. Just the whole ambiance of it is very different. And so that I find very exciting. I suppose it's slightly the exotic. The same goes for Russian, which again has a very, very different sound to it. And I enjoy that that almost poetic experience of those sorts of works. You never otherwise get an opportunity to hear radio drama from another country. You get an opportunity to see films from other countries, you get an opportunity to see, and increasingly an opportunity to see TV from other countries. You never ever get an opportunity to hear radio drama. And I think there's such a rich world out there. It's so exciting. The things they do in some of the other European countries are so very different and so interesting to listen to, that to give up a day and come and immerse yourself in this incredible world is so worth it.
Ziprasi, Sirius, Sumia, Ziprasi, Schemisa, Movie, Jogibat, Daddy.
As well as showcasing international audio drama, entrants also have the chance to win one of three prestigious prizes, including the Audience Award. The festival continues this week until March 22nd.
Thanks to Holly Simmons and Nicola Lashley, radio students at Canterbury Christchurch University, for their open access feature for the programme tonight. You can find out more about this week's radio event at radiodramafestival.org.uk.